Hello, Freedom Nation. It's Jeff here once again with another episode of the Freedom Nation podcast. And on today's show, I have Dr. Mo on. She is a lifestyle medicine expert. She was a doctor. She was an emergency physician. I've spent years in the emergency room. And about a year ago, she decided that it was time for her to do something different. And she'd been working on this from a coaching perspective for a while and was able to free herself from that world. Now, most of you are thinking, oh my God, she was a doctor. She gave up that income. But the reality is she kind of realized that it was not the best thing for her in the long run. So stay tuned. We'll be right back on in a second and you're going to learn her story.
Welcome to the Freedom Nation Podcast with Jeff Kickle. On this show, Jeff shares his expertise in financial and retirement planning from a different perspective. Planning for your Freedom Day, which is the first day that you wake up and have enough income or assets and do not have to go to work that day. Learn how to calculate what you need, how to generate income sources, and listen to interviews from others who've done it themselves. Get ready to experience your own Freedom Day.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Dr. Mo, how are you?
I am great, Jeff. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm glad to have you on today. It was wonderful talking to you prior to this. We probably talked way too long, but I really wanted to get into it and tell us your story to start with. How did you go from I was a doctor to I'm still a doctor, but in a different sort?
Well said, actually. You know, because when I made that shift, it was a huge identity crisis for me. It took me about a year and a half to go through it, and it should have taken 3 months. Well, once you have the system down,
you had the white lab coat. So I mean, you know, you take the white lab coat off, and that's a whole identity crisis there.
So yeah, so I've been coaching for over 30 years.
Okay,
various ways. Before I was a doctor, I was an athletic trainer. I'm a certified sports nutritionist. I coached triathlon for over a decade.
Wow.
So I've always been a nutrition coach. Life coach. I've been life coaching before life coaching was a thing.
Yeah.
I always wanted to do it. So this is a great culmination of everything I've ever done.
Yeah.
And moving from emergency medicine to lifestyle medicine actually happened by accident. about 3.5 years ago, I've had a long, sordid history with my own health and trying to make it better. I know I'm not alone there, not a special snowflake. And I finally found a way to do that. And I started helping people online, helping them navigate healthcare and how to figure this part out.
Yeah.
And I had a doctor, or I had a woman ask me, wait, you're a doctor? And I said, yeah. She's like, can you be my doctor? I said, I don't know, maybe. And that's how it started. So, and that has built into a nationwide lifestyle medicine telehealth practice.
Nice. Super cool.
So, yeah. So before I even dropped those shifts, before I dropped any shifts, I was 6 months into making 2/3 of my income.
Wow.
From the other business. I am very conservative. I'm not going to burn the boats.
Yep.
So that's that. And then, you know, we talked a little bit offline about creating a prison for yourself.
Yeah.
And the way I structured my practice, created another job that was super stressful and horrible. So now I have created systems.
Okay, cool.
That we provide care in different ways. I interact with my patients in different ways.
Okay.
Number one, it's a lot more fun for me.
Sure. Yeah.
And hopefully for them. And I also help other people. I have a coaching side of what I do. I help doctors bring their practices both online or create them.
Okay.
Or I also coach high achievers.
Separate from the lifestyle coaching, you're actually doing that. That's, I mean, I can tell you from a lot of the docs that I've talked to, that is the dream.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the dream is to kind of go the direction you've gone and they just don't know how to do it.
And there's so many resources out there. I mean, I was trying to coach physicians through burnout because I wasn't burned out. I mean, I was in a very high burnout profession.
Mm-hmm.
But until I created the systems to literally break free,
okay,
you know, instead of being a crab in the bucket pulling doctors down, I want to be the one at the top of the bucket showing them there's no lid.
Yeah. Yeah. You can get out, but you've got it. Yeah. There's some steps and things like that.
Correct.
So, you know, I mean, that's really the ultimate for a lot of business owners is to be able to automate that process a little bit so that you're not the cog that, you know, does everything. Because otherwise, as you scale and build your business, you eventually get to the point where you just can't scale and grow the business anymore. So how have you been able to adapt your business? You know, and I mean, this is a perfect example. You're, you know, I'm assuming went off on your own as an individual. How have you been able to do that with the systems to be able to not be that cog in the middle of the wheel?
Well, I'll tell you, it was poorly in the beginning. I did it very poorly in the beginning.
I didn't do that. Yeah.
Yes. And I'll tell you why that, why it didn't work. Yeah. No, because in the beginning, I realized I could hold about 100 patients pretty well.
Yep.
No problem. And then I wanted to make a larger impact because I thought, well, no, look at all these people who need help. How do I help more of them? Mm-hmm. So I hired in the wrong order. And because I thought, oh, I need these people. And it was, I torpedoed very close friendships. I know it's like every other business owner out there, but it hurt. It hurt.
Oh, it does. And it's even worse when you hire friends because then now it's not only, okay, you have that employee relationship, you have that other relationship that gets blasted and you have nothing left at that point.
It set on fire. I mean, I lost best friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course I have regrets, you know, if I would have done it differently. But again, this is why I coach because I need to help people not do what I did.
Yeah.
You know, and how I got patients. So systematizing, I do the same thing with my coaching program as well. Mm-hmm. It's how can I maximize my time with people?
Certainly.
So I have staff. I have a nurse practitioner who runs the majority of my weight management side. I've got a men's performance team and I've got a functional medicine nurse practitioner.
Okay.
So we do everything we need to in lifestyle medicine. Mm-hmm. But I'm there. I have a GroupMe chat group with my patients.
Okay.
So if they, and this is obviously not the medical care part, but what do you really want to talk about? It's not the, can I have a prescription for X, Y, and Z?
Yeah.
It's, okay, wait, so how do I do this? Or what, the one lately is, what collagen do you use?
Yeah.
You know, it's like these random questions that you can't, but that's why people are going to the internet. They're going to TikTok. They're going Instagram.
I mean, you lived in that world, though. I mean, the way healthcare is set up, it's okay. The doc wings in for like 2 seconds to talk to you. And, you know, and I've had so many that I've gone to that it's like, okay, well, here's what's got, okay, well, yeah, all right. Here's a prescription for this. So this is what I need you to do. Or you're fine. Don't worry about it. Okay. Well, I'm still worried about it.
But I have questions. Like, how do I navigate this?
Yeah. That's the problem. And it's not the doctor's fault. It's the system that was set up that the only way you can really truly make money is you've got to keep moving and see as many patients as you can. And that's not the best situation.
Even so much in the ER, I wouldn't even say it's making money, which now every business has to make money because if it doesn't make money, it doesn't help anybody.
No.
So, I mean, that's a floor. Like that's one thing people are like, oh, people in medicine shouldn't make money.
Yeah.
I'm not going to agree with that.
Yeah, I have a little issue with that. But yeah, I mean, when you're working in a hospital, you're not thinking about that part of it.
You're just drowning because their waiting room's 30 people deep. And there's no end in sight. I mean, you're rowing a boat with 14 holes.
Yeah.
Because the system is collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
So my goal is to save medicine. I have very, very small goals. But if I can help, so my thought process through this, and this has evolved through the past 3.5 years, is if I can, so I would run a trauma, one of my most noteworthy last traumas, large traumas that I ran. I saved a woman and she just had her second baby.
Oh, that's cool.
And so if I can save a woman to go home and hug her child,
mm-hmm. and have another child.
Exactly. But if I can save 1,000 emergency medicine physicians to stay on the ground, even part-time for an extra 5-10 years, how many moms do we save?
Yeah.
And that's the difference to me.
Yeah. Because who knows what that child who knows what that child is going to do in life. They may do nothing, but they could be the next president. They could be, you know, you don't know who that person is going to be. And being able to do that is amazing. You know, I mean, it pales in comparison to what I do for a living. You know, I just help people with money.
but again, and it's so funny because I actually am partnering with someone in the wealth space to do a seminar for physicians.
Yeah.
And he's always saying, yes, but what I do isn't important. And I'm like, no, because if you don't do what you do, I can't do what I do.
Yeah.
Because if I sit here and I stress about money, because that's why I do health, time, and income freedom, because freedom is, all to me, freedom is, it is, it's a Venn diagram. Mm-hmm. You need all three of those, because when I go to the movies, I was joking. We went to the movies to see Tron. Yes, I'm a nerd, and I've seen all of them multiple times. I saw the first one with my dad when I was a kid. Yes, it was
all right.
Bad.
We're gonna have to talk about that one offline.
I know. But we were at the movies, and I took my dad to see this last one, and I got popcorn, right? And we all know the price of popcorn at the movie, it's
insane.
Outrageous, whatever. To me, financial freedom, income freedom is buying popcorn at the movies and not giving it a second thought.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It is exactly it. And it's the journey that I live on kind of in my other life of online is really talking about building a stress-free retirement. You know, it's too many people put themselves in a situation where they're constantly stressed about everything. And it's some very simple little techniques and things to do that can eliminate that, all that stress. And you just go to the movie theater and buy a popcorn and never worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, when you want to go on a vacation, you don't worry about, okay, well, it's going to cost this much or it's gone up this much in cost. Well, okay. If you built it into your original budget, it's there and the money keeps coming month after month. So
I agree. You know, and I have a one-on-one client. I don't do one-on-one clients anymore, but she's still with me because she's fantastic. And we always talk about this because she was in the process of retiring from, high-level career. I call us the dangerously overeducated ones, you know, the ones with the diplomas on the wall that we are boxed in by that diploma.
Yeah.
And she was retiring. She had built a veterinary practice for 35 years, owned the same practice, and she's retiring, but she didn't know how to retire. She couldn't. Like, her nervous system could not do it.
Yep.
And we've worked her into this second phase. I don't know if you've read Arthur C. Brooks, From Strength to Strength.
Yes.
Oh, such a good book.
Awesome.
I'm like, I wish this book would have come out when I started coaching these people. And it did. I just didn't read it. I'm like, why didn't I read this book? But she's on that second curve because if you don't hop to that second curve early, there's a big gap between those two curves that you've got to navigate.
Yeah.
And when she was looking at retirement, I always tell my clients and the public, choose relevance over retirement. Because we need that agency and that autonomy. So use those skills, create some income, and then you've got the buckets, right? You've got the passive income from your investments from before. But then you've got income streams that you can scale. I mean, this is not a zero-sum game.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, that's a big part of the Freedom Day method that I talked about was, you know, when somebody asked me, well, when can I have my Freedom Day? And I'm like, well, you could have it tomorrow.
Tuesday would be fine.
Seriously. I mean, you could do it tomorrow if you just did the work to do that, you know? And for me, it was like, okay, when I got into business. So I got into business and everything went haywire. I went from a high paying job to just absolute chaos. And after 6 years, I had built, you know, a practice up with a partner and I sold out. And I'm like, okay, that was enough income basically to live on for the rest of my life if I wanted. But, you know, it allowed me then to go, huh, well, I did that once. Well, I can do that in a couple different places, and I don't necessarily need to make as much here as I was making over here. But if you add a bunch of little here's together, that adds up really well, and it starts to de-risk your situation. So you think less about, well, what's going on in the market today, and more about, well, what can I do to kind of scale up this source of income?
Yes. And someone needs your expertise, because for those of us who are 40, 50, 60 years old, people need our expertise. And, you know, when we talk about stewardship, for example, it's sending the elevator back down.
Yeah.
Because people... nobody wants to make the mistakes I made. I mean, for real. God, no.
I wrote a whole book about this. Please don't do these things. I'm just telling you. Please don't do these things. It's very easy to not do every stupid thing possible. Just don't do them.
Yes. Yes. It's like Keith Cunningham, and he talks, I call it stupid tax.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know,
I get it. I paid in spades.
I've paid enough stupid tax that I should get a refund sometime.
Somewhere. Can we please get a refund? I don't know. I'm sure.
So kind of explains it. So you're not doing the individual stuff. So are you doing group coaching, or are you doing this more, hey, here's me on the internet? How does that work?
So I do a lot of public, and that's actually shifting again. I'm in shift number three. I do group coaching. Group coaching is where I think the magic lies.
Okay.
Because when people are in group, they learn from each other as well. Mm-hmm. And with the networking of people, there's always someone else, even in the groups that I'm in. When I need to hire someone, I know who to go to because they're in my group. I trust them. Yep. You know, I just think that's a better way to go with group coaching. Mm-hmm. The individual coaching, it's difficult because you're only getting one person's perspective.
Correct.
So anyhow, even in my high level physician program, where it's a done for you program where we put in your back end systems and here's your protocols, enjoy. Mm-hmm. They still... part of their coaching includes my group coaching.
Good.
Because those frameworks for freedom, they are profession agnostic.
Yep.
You know, because when you need to look at your health, your time, and your income and audit what's going on, it doesn't matter if you're a doctor, it doesn't matter if you're a plumber, it doesn't matter if you work from home and you are a homemaker. I don't even know if that's a term anymore. I don't know. It's probably someone's going to yell at it somewhere, but. Because you still have only 24 hours in the day. And what are you going to do with your one precious life? What are you going to do with your one precious day?
Yeah. And if you look up, you're going to see 3 months past it. It's going to be March and you're, you know.
When did that happen?
Where did that go? Where did the year go again?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's exactly what's going to happen. We're going to get to the Christmas time again next year. Uh-huh. And you're going to be like, wait, I didn't do it. I'm still in the same place. That's what hurts my heart is when I watch my former colleagues, I know they're suffering. Mm-hmm. And they've talked to me and they've said they wanted to do things and they don't.
Yeah. Yeah. And unfortunately, not everybody can be helped. I mean, if you don't want to be helped, you're not going to be helped at that point. So you help the ones you can. And yep. You know, it's the same in the finance industry. It's like, okay, there's people that you're like, I can help you a lot if you just work with me a little bit. But if they're not there in their own head, it's just not going to happen. So
that's why I'm actually bringing more of my content with my frameworks publicly on social media. I'm going to start YouTube content shortly. I'm going to put it all. Information is free. Implementation, that costs you. It's an investment.
Yeah, and it's an investment. And I think, you know, Alex Hormozy put it the best when I was reading his couple books over Christmas last year. But the one that stuck with me is keep giving them free stuff until they ask you what they can buy from you. Yeah, I mean, it's that simple. It's like, okay, I'm going to put it out there. And eventually you're going to go, okay, well, you're the only one that's talking about this. So how do I work with you at that point? I'm ready to do it. And I think that's a better situation to be in because it's less frustrating for us when you're not trying to force somebody through something that they don't really want to do.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, what's new in your world that you might want to share with our audience?
So I just published a book called Freedom to Shift.
Congratulations. First one?
Thank you. Second book.
Second book. Okay. Very cool.
Second book, but first one in the series.
Okay.
Didn't start out a series, but here we are.
you start to realize as you're writing, it's like, okay, this is either going to be a medical tome or it's going to be enough that somebody could actually handle. And then we'll give them the next step after that. So
yes, absolutely. Yes. It's called Freedom to Shift, a proven path to stop trading time, start creating freedom and shape what's next.
Awesomeness. Very cool. Now, is that targeted to your whole audience? Is it targeted to the docs or?
That one, this one's targeted to what I call the dangerously overeducated professionals. The ones who think they're special snowflakes and have to do things differently because, or most of us, we talk about imposter syndrome all the time in these, in these circles. We think we can't do anything else because we are a doctor, a lawyer, an accountant, a financial advisor. Mm. You have a label, again, my identity shift. Yep. And that was where I bled this book. So it's geared toward everyone. Mm-hmm. And that is my newest. It's the easiest way to start changing today.
Awesome. And that's available where?
It is on Amazon. If you go to freedomtoshiftbook.com,
okay,
that'll get you there.
Awesome. Well, we'll make sure we put that in the show notes page so that everybody can go to your book and get to interact with you from that perspective to start. So
excellent.
All right. Well, let's switch gears and shift over to the fast five questions.
All right.
So first question, you wake up in the morning, business is gone. You have $500 in your pocket, a laptop computer, place to live, food and clothing. What do you do first?
Try to get out of bed. Probably
breathe,
hit snooze.
Breathe.
No. What I do first is I would use the same morning routine I do every day.
Okay.
I get up, I do AG1, I do, and no, this is not, they don't pay me. I get it. I know what the studies say. I like it. Mm-hmm. My guts feel better.
Yeah.
I do AG1, creatine, collagen in the morning and have coffee and sit and read and do the morning. And then I start with my brain. And then my brain starts to go automatically. So I have $500 in my pocket. And the next thing I'm doing is, all right, where are we going to put this so we can multiply it?
Yeah. Awesome. I love it. What's your biggest business mistake you've ever made?
I'm like, oh, shoot, you mean, oh, okay. I got to figure out which one. If we do biggest monetarily, no, probably. It's hiring friends for positions. Yeah. It's hiring for potential.
Uh-huh.
And hiring on hopes and dreams, because that's what ruins friendships.
As one of my friends put it, hiring turkeys and expecting eagles. As a result of it. So I'm a great believer in other people more than they are of themselves, unfortunately.
Yes.
So.
Oh, that you just said that so well. Yeah.
What's a good book that you'd recommend for our audience?
Other than my own. Shameless plug. Absolutely. No, just kidding.
You can shamelessly plug.
No, I honestly think everyone in any profession needs to read Buy Back Your Time by Dan Martell.
Nice.
That was a life changer for me.
Yeah. Exactly. I love that one too. What's a tool that you use in your business every day that you might recommend?
The biggest tool is my calendar.
Okay.
And I do have an assistant that manages my calendar, but I still live by my calendar. And this has been an evolution. And I think, again, if you can't see what you're doing, you don't know where your priorities are.
That's exactly right.
And I think
that's
critical.
Yeah. Well, and it's easy to get behind in that. And, you know, then it just kind of goes on top of the next, on top of the next, on top of the next. So,
yep.
Awesome. All right. Last question for you. And this will be fun because I know you keep this in your own brain. What is your definition of freedom?
Being able to do what I want when I want without fear.
Okay.
Because I fear is my baseline. Mm-hmm. So I always have fear. So without fear, with manageable fear. And like I said, it's we have a week off. My husband still works traditionally. So if he has a week off and he says, oh, can we go somewhere? It's yes. The answer
is yes. There is no no. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. If it's something that fits, let's go have fun. Let's enjoy our lives today, not when we're 65.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, not that I'm not starting to knock on that door, but even so, I want to live my days. And like you said, without stress.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, you've seen it from being in the emergency room, how many people, you know, postpone. And then the next thing is, okay, you know, I've told people all these years, I mean, I've known some of the youngest 90-year-olds and the oldest 60-year-olds that I've ever met. And people, you know, it's like, you got to just go do some of this stuff. Yes, it costs money. Yes, it's, I wrote a poem last night that's going to be in the redo of my book, and I call it The Ballad of Just In Case.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, his name is Just In Case, but it's his whole life was just in case. You know, well, I'm not going to buy the boat that I've ever wanted just in case I need the money. And I'm not going to do this because my kids might need the money somewhere just in case. And, you know.
I can't say enough about that. I mean, because that's it right there.
Yep.
You know, and my life has shifted. Our son, we have one child and he's 12 and he has gone to remote school.
Oh, cool.
And that has, because I'm remote now, he's remote now.
Okay.
We did an impromptu cruise last week because my husband had the week off and
you can do it anywhere. He can do it anywhere.
Yep. So we work in the morning. We work in the morning, get a couple hours of work done. And then we don't do the big stuff. You know, you don't do the big project stuff. He had to do a couple of exams when we got back.
Okay.
So
fine. But you might have a couple calls with people and stuff like that. But, you know, other than that, it's nothing different from it just kind of having a week where maybe you're just doing more administrative stuff and things like that. I mean,
exactly.
We all do.
Exactly. And it causes an ebb and flow, almost like training, you know, having done 7 Ironmans in the past, it's almost like training for an Ironman where you're not always on. You have rest weeks. So now my rest weeks, I do some work, right? It's called active recovery in the exercise space. It's the same thing. We do a little less work on those days.
Yeah. And you can't just keep pushing forever. You're going to be to where you just can't get back up. So I remember flying back from Hawaii after an Ironman. I wasn't in, but there was a lady on the plane who was probably, I'd venture to say, in her early 60s. And that poor woman, I mean, she was in great shape, but that poor woman coming literally right off the Ironman, she got on the airplane. And
oh,
the
God.
Poor thing was just like, you know, okay, I can't really afford to stay there. You know, I spent all my money getting there and everything else. And that poor thing watching her the entire flight back to Dallas.
I can't imagine.
Walking around the plane.
I can't imagine. Well, you know what's interesting, though, because you talk about freedom.
Yeah.
And her freedom would have been the day taking 3 days extra.
Just stay here.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy the fact that, okay, I made this great accomplishment, holy crap, if I sit down for more than 5 minutes, my legs are going to lock up on me. And
exactly.
I mean, right there, you know, I seem like I have freedom because I went and did this thing that I've always had, you know, a dream to do, but I tightened myself or I painted myself in such a corner that I couldn't stay to enjoy a couple days of, hey, just lay around the beach and relax and
get,
you know, heal yourself.
I mean, that's freedom. It's, you know, my book's Freedom to Shift, and it feels like people need permission sometimes.
Absolutely.
But they don't.
You don't need to ask anybody for this. You just do it yourself. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, I totally agree with you. That is that ability to go, I just, you know what? I don't feel like this year, my wife and I own a co-working space. So we do have like a physical location. That's one of our businesses. And so we do have to kind of be here, but you know, we were sitting there at the beginning of this year and we're like, you know what? I'm not working any more federal holidays and I'm not going to feel bad about it. So I took off yesterday. I mean, it was a market day off, but you know, we took off yesterday and I'm like, it's Martin Luther King Day. I love Martin Luther King. I'm going to celebrate his life on this day, and I am not going to work. And I didn't do any work yesterday, just for that fact. So,
yeah. And you could take a day where you just didn't work that day.
Absolutely. Yep.
Now, the thing is, you're going to pull a 14-hour day one of these days because you're grinding or you're not grinding. You're just into the flow.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
You
that's freedom.
Stop. Yeah. you got to stop. And I've gotten to the point where I don't even do weekends anymore, where I used to work 7 days a week. I'm like, you know what? If it can't get done in the 5 days that I've allotted during the week, even if I have to work a lot of hours, it's just not going to get done. It'll be there next week.
And that's the beauty of it, is freedom is your choice to do. And that's just it. Like you said, optionals. It's options.
Absolutely. Well, awesome. Thank you for being on the show today and sharing your story with us. It was just fantastic. I think the world of you. So you're
thank
just
you so much, Jeff. Person. Appreciate it. Same.
If somebody's interested in learning more about you, learning about what you're doing online, all that stuff, where's the best place to go?
Best place to contact me is DM me on Instagram. And if you DM me from here and DM me podcast, you'll get a link to my Vital Metric review, which is the very first step to kind of taking a look at that calendar, what's serving you and what's not.
Nice. I love it. And what's that? What's your Instagram handle?
It's at Dr. Mo Gibbons. Okay. It's DrMoE Gibbons, like the monkeys.
Perfect. Okay, well, good. I will make sure that we put that in the show notes page as well, folks. Make sure that you reach out to her because she is awesome. And we had probably as much conversation prior to this as we did during the call. So we've had a really good time together. Thanks a lot. Make sure you join the show by hitting that subscribe button. And we'll see you guys back here the very next time.
Thank you for listening to the Freedom Nation Podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and all the major channels. Wherever you're listening, please subscribe to the channel and leave a rating and review. If you have friends and family that could benefit from their own Freedom Day, please share with them. Finally, join Freedom Nation by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.